Kelowna Rockets head coach Jason Smith. Jason, you know, we're back at the rink, you know, late August here, rookie camp. Just ask you to reflect a little bit. You know, what was it like to be that that young guy, you know, with aspirations of playing in the Western Hockey League?
I think if I look back to when I was a player, there was, you know, your first training camp. At that time, it was young and nervous and not really, you know, sure where you were going to fit in or what to expect. I think all you can really control and worry about is what you go out and do individually, because at a training camp, you're going to have a wide variety of players at the junior level. You're going to have younger kids and you're going to have older kids, and you just have to go out and try to leave an impression. I think you're going to be nervous. There's going to be mistakes. The hockey might not be the most structured, but you know, if you can leave an impression with the people that are there watching and evaluating, you can give yourself an opportunity to you know, have success and move on in camp.
Thoughts on, you know, 100 players here at a rookie camp and of course, with main camp coming up next week. You know, it's got to be pretty daunting for some of these guys to see that many bodies and, like you said, challenging to make an impression.
Yeah, I think it's about what you, not worrying about what other people are doing. I think, you know, the numbers game is always very fine to make it playing hockey. I think, you know, you've been good at the age group you've played to get yourself an opportunity to get here, to be at camp, and now it's about just continuing that process. I think you've got to continue to work and not lose confidence and you know, sometimes just making that impression with somebody here can lead to an opportunity elsewhere in hockey. And it's not always about, not every player that's here will be a Kelowna Rocket. It's about making an impression and you know, maybe somebody in this organization is somewhere else in the future. Or maybe there's other teams that have other people here watching as well. And, you know, it's about earning an opportunity and just make an impression and go out and do what you can do and hopefully, you know, spark interest with somebody that gives you an opportunity.
Main camp next week and be your third season as head coach. Maybe just a few thoughts on the holes that are going to have to be filled and the importance of some of the players on the roster to sort of step up and take some more responsibility and contribute you know, to replace some of the guys who have moved on and graduated from the program.
Well, I think it's a great opportunity. Obviously, there's a turnover in junior hockey. You very often will lose your elite players, and it's about guys stepping up and filling in. And you're not going to replace Cole Lynn's offensive ability right away. Somebody's going to have to grow their game and develop and build on the game they already have, I think. You know, the opportunity that comes about every year in junior is great, that there is a turnover in players and, you know, your guys that were once 16-year-olds or 17-year-olds in the league are now, you know, 19 or 20 or 18, and the progression of players, if your organization is doing things the right way, is you're developing guys to fill spots. And, you know, we're confident that we have a group of guys that, by committee, will be able to go out and compete and get the results we want. I think there might not be the elite high-end talent that we've had, but Nolan Foote is going to be a better player. Liam Kinder is going to be a better player as young guys. And then your 19-year-old group will all be expected to continue to grow and get better as they did as 18-year-olds. There'll be more pressure on them to lead by example on the ice, lead by example in the dressing room, and if we've done things the right way and we're progressing, those guys will take steps ahead and by committee we'll be fine.
Last question, got to ask you, we'll turn the tables. We talk about the development of players you know, quite frequently, but the development of coaches, your third year here, and You know, how do you feel things have evolved for you personally in the role as head coach, and you know, how confident are you going into your third season with the Rockets?
I think any time you're coaching, it's staff. I think you know, as a head coach, you have expectations and beliefs in what you want to do, and insist and rely and work as a group and as a staff, and everybody's on the same page. You give yourself a real good opportunity and have discussion and make adjustments and try things new, and nobody's got hard feelings. As a staff and as a head coach, you have a chance to grow, and as my assistants Travis and Chris and Adam get an opportunity to grow and develop as well. I think this league is a developmental league, and it's about, you know, learning and getting a little bit better each year.
Appreciate this.